has what? Membership sites and, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of niches, health especially, but in, he's got a bunch of them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are tons and tons and tons of membership sites in all kinds of niches. Now, not every site will be willing to, not every niche will be willing to pay for it. When you initially do your niche research, that's one of the things that you do is you just go in there to see, are people buying information products? But really, if there's a market for information products and people are currently buying them, they'll buy a membership site, you know? I mean, now, at what price, you don't necessarily know, but they will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no, I only operate within internet marketing, and actually, it brings up a good point that I should explain because Ryan often brings it up in his sales letters. He's like, well, and Frank Kern does sometimes too. I operate in other niches, and these other marketers, you know, they only sell internet marketing. Well, you know, the thing with me is I used to be a copywriter, so I wrote for all kinds of stuff. And so I've been involved in marketing in a number of other industries. The only reason I don't go with, I have a niche that I plan to go into. It's really just a function of time and how much you want to work. Like, I'm 50 or 51 now. A lot of the guys in a bunch of niches work, you know, they may not act like they do, but they work really long days. Mm-hmm. Some of them have more staff than I want to carry, right? And they work a lot longer hours than I personally care to work. Like, to me, 30 minutes a day is a good, strong work day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, I did a lot today, you know. That's my idea of a work day. So these 12-hour days to be able to operate in a bunch of niches and everything. Now, you could probably go in, if you were really ambitious and did it really smart.
Send all your stuff, TGP.
All right. Hold on. Let me put the – okay. Guys and gals, if you have talk in the background, because I just heard someone, let me give you the mute button just so you will know. If you press *6, you can mute yourself. If you want to talk in the background – or you have people noisy in the background, or a variety of other things where you need to cut out the background noise, you press *6, and that will cut it out. Otherwise, I have to mute the whole call, and then I can't interact, which sucks for everyone. So to continue that thought, now, you could probably go into multiple niches. It's not really my goal in life, but if that was just your thing, you could go into multiple niches and probably keep the amount of time down by either going out and buying private label rights and then putting them into a membership site format where it releases the content weekly. So you go, you buy a whole bunch of PLR, private label rights stuff, you drop it in there and have it released weekly, and you could probably run multiple niches doing that. Or like my friend Kurt Christensen sells to the health market, and he just sells a CD of the month as his continuity. He sells an upfront ebook for like $17, and then he has his forced continuity for his health membership thing, but it's not really a membership site. It's just a CD of the month, and his whole time investment is to get, you know, send out a few emails, which we show exactly the emails he sends in a promo dashboard, and then he interviews the people on the phone for like an hour, pops that over to Kabaki, and the membership thing is done for that month.
So he kind of interviews people in the health.
Yeah. What he does is, you know, he sells highly specific products, like let's just say how to get rid of toe fungus or something. And then it's like when they buy that, it's, I have a whole, you know, if you're interested in all these topics, and he has this whole, you know, laundry list of health topics, then you need, my CD of the month. And what he actually does is he gives it to them, a free 30-day trial of it when they buy his little $17 or however much the e-books are, $27.
Uh-huh.
He gives them, so they get the first CD free, and I think they get the sales pitch for it. And it's basically all these hot bullets of all the stuff you're going to learn. So he tries to take them from a highly specific health topic to a broader health topic, right?
Uh-huh.
Guys, again, if you have background noise or you are talking in the background, please press *6. Because someone has noise on this call, and it's annoying me. Okay, so at least I'm honest. All right, so does that answer your question on that?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm not in different niches because I don't want to work that hard.
Right.
I mean, I don't, you know, I'm happy in internet marketing. I have one other niche I want to go into, and I probably will when I get around to it, and that's about it.
Well,
But does the model work in other niches? Yeah. Actually, you got to understand this. The whole thing about, well, is it internet marketing? Is outside of internet marketing? It's a straw man argument. A straw man means it's not a real argument. And here's why. Like, out of all the niches in the world you can market in, internet marketing is one of the hardest. Granted, a whole lot of people buy in this market, but it's also one of the most competitive of people who are marketers.
Uh-huh.
That also makes it one of the most difficult. Like, you know, I can take a really crappy squeeze. Like, there's a guy I like who reminds me of when I was really young. When I was really young and I came into this industry, I had a lot of creative, innovative ideas other people hadn't thought of.
And
he reminds me of that. He's young. I don't know his exact age, but young. And he's got a lot of, like, really kind of innovative, interesting ideas because he comes in with fresh eyes. And his name is Jason Fladlien, F-L-A-D-L-I-E-N. Not many people have probably heard of him. You know, he sells his products for, like, most of them aren't very expensive yet. I mean, he'll increase in price as he develops his reputation, right? But my point on that is he's, like, the coolest. Here's the coolest process, and here's the way it works. He goes into a lot of little niches, right? And the way he does, but just to make a small amounts of money in them. The way he does it is he'll just go pick a topic, find some forums on it, a topic that has five or six forums. He'll go into the forums, find out what everyone is talking about. All right, I'm going to say this the last time. If you have noise on the call, press star 6 to mute yourself. Otherwise, we're muting the call, and I won't get to interact with you all. If you do that, I really appreciate it, because otherwise it affects the quality of the call for every person involved. All right, so what he does, he gets the forums, and he goes in the forums. He just sees the problems everybody's talking about, right? And that takes all – he'll spend like 10 minutes doing that. And then he'll literally write a report – in a couple hours that's 5 to 7 pages targeting, like, one of the big problems everybody's talking about, using information he learned on the forum from people asking the questions. And he writes up a template sales letter that's just the same one for everyone. That's a very simple, most basic template you could have for writing a sales letter possible, and you can literally probably write one of those things in 30 minutes or an hour. So anyway, but he usually converts at least 2% on a $7 report using a report he wrote in a very small amount of time with a sales letter he wrote very quickly, just to see, is there life in that market? Just to see, will anybody buy it, right? Are these people buyers? And it's really a brilliant approach to it. And so you can go into these markets. You can do it on a limited amount of time. And there are lots of possibilities and markets out there where people are willing to pay money for information. But you just have to have the eyes to see it and frankly, the energy, and that's got to be what you want to do. But my point on that is internet, you see, in these other markets, you could throw up a sales letter you write in 30 minutes and convert 2%. You're not going to do that in internet marketing in all likelihood, other than maybe if you're running Warrior Special Offers in the Warriors form. But other than that, you know, you're going to have a really, really, really good sales letter. But in these niches, there's not a lot, you know, too many marketers in there. You can go in there with something lazy and make money. So I always felt the whole internet marketing versus non-internet marketing was a straw man. I mean, if you make money in internet marketing, you certainly make money outside of internet marketing because you have, like, one-tenth of the competitors and they know one-tenth as much about marketing. Does that make any sense?
Uh-huh. I just wondered if you had a preference on the model, which I don't know how much different it is, but I just know.
Ryan's model is brilliant. Let me tell you what I like about Ryan's model, and then we'll get into content for the call today. What I like about Ryan's model is this. Ryan has a publisher model. So Ryan's in Forex, Ryan's in weight loss, and a couple other markets. And what he does is he partners with somebody that has the knowledge.
Right.
And he splits the profits with them. So they produce the content, and he produces the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't have to produce any content, and he can get somebody with a lot of expertise. Like his guy in Forex has his own software. I mean, the guy's really awesome.
Right.
And Ryan doesn't have to do any. All he had to do was the marketing part, which is substantial because Forex is a highly competitive market. There's a lot of money in it, but it's also a highly competitive market. So Ryan goes in and does fairly sophisticated media buying on banners and stuff like that. But the point is, he ain't producing the content. Somebody else is, and he's just splitting the money. That's a really great model. He also has everything down in terms of doing force continuity. He has all the systems down. So, yeah, if I wanted to do a force continuity model, I would buy Ryan's course. I believe for that model, as far as I know, it's the best course out there, probably hands down. I think there's only probably a couple, and this would be the most in-depth. And if you know how Ryan and Perry are, they're like almost obsessive about their content and the quality of their content. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into the call, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marlon Sanders. This is the A-Team call. What I want to talk to today about, and a couple of you are new, and I realize that. I'm going to come back after I talk a little bit. I'll come back and I'll talk to you individually, and I'll kind of see if you have any sticking points to see if we can give you some help today. But I just want to talk to you about, and actually an extension of what I was just discussing, about really getting things moving and not getting stuck, getting things moving, getting things going. And I just mentioned this guy's, you know, young in internet marketing like I was at one time, and it's like what he does, and I think it's a really brilliant approach. You just take a basic sales letter template, and you learn to write sales letters and get them out the door. They're not world-class sales letters. You're not going to be confused with Gary Halbert or John Carlton anytime soon, or Clayton Makepeace. But you'll get the letter out the door, and it's good enough to convert. And you can do that literally once you get a template and you learn how to follow a template. You know, you can probably do the, write a letter like that in an hour. It's a headline, a first paragraph, a story, you know, telling how you discovered this secret or why you decided to, you know, some sort of story usually helps draw people in. And then it's some benefits, features, you know, price, the reason the price is a bargain, and a reason to act today. That's the basic outline of a sales letter. And here's the shortcut Jason came up with, and you all can do this on your own, is he actually did it for you, by the way, at halbertswipefile.com, H-A-L-B-E-R-T, halbertswipefile.com. He took some of the most famous Gary Halbert letters, put the headlines in a text file, first paragraphs in a text file, bullets in a text file, I think a couple other things in text files. So, like, you can write literally write a letter by opening up the headlines, picking a headline, pick first paragraph, you know, write your own story, pick some bullets, guarantee, price, and so forth, and then you rewrite those. You can't just steal someone's copy. But if you've already got a headline there and it's kind of a template for a headline, like Gary Halbert had a headline, How to Collect Social Security at Any Age. So the headline would be How to Blah, Blah, Blah at Any Age. You use these as templates is the concept. And so the idea is you get some really good sales letters. And I just did this recently. So I went through, I found some John Carlton sales letters online. And what I did was, I was trying to remember, I believe they're at OHP, like O-H like Harry, P like Peter, ohpdirect.com/product.php, product.php if I recall. I know they're from OHP Direct, and in Google, you know, you can do site, S-I-T-E, colon, site, colon, and then a domain name like ohpdirect.com, and it will give you all the pages on that domain. So that's an easy way. If you get a wrong URL and you want to find a page, you just go to Google, type in site colon the domain name. You can see all the pages and you can typically find what it is that you're looking for that way. So anyway, all I did is I took these John Carlton sales letters. I copied a whole bunch of the headlines. I stuck them in a text file. Copied a whole bunch of, you know, the first three, four, five, six opening paragraphs. Put those in a text file, copied the bullet points, put in a text file, pricing guarantee, you know, value justification in a text file. And then usually John, and I'll talk in a second about the format of John letters, but John usually put his special bonus fracking down on the PS. And again, if you're on this call and you're new, and these are new concepts to you, I'll come back and see if you've got some questions. I'll try to make this simple enough that it's actionable for you. You know, the concept of even writing sales letters may be new to you at first, and so there is a bit of a learning curve. but here, so that's what I did, is I took these sales letters, so now I have a text file for headlines and bullets and guarantees, you know. And so then when I'm writing a sales letter, if I just want to bang something out, then usually I do this off the top of my head now, and I really don't need this, but it's so convenient sometimes if you want some ideas. Maybe you're a little stale on a concept for a sales letter. You know, I can open up the text file with Gary Halbert or John Carlton headlines or whoever's headlines, right, or just some of the best headlines I've found. Gosh, even headlines from my own sales letters. You know, you skim through there, oh, this one looks good, I could use that. Maybe you got some opening paragraphs that kind of grab you, and you go, oh, yeah, you know, this kind of works here, and you throw those into a document, and then you just go in and rewrite them so you're not starting from scratch. Same way on bullets. You can take somebody else's bullets and then rewrite them for your own stuff. So my point on this is that you get these things moving, and you don't have to be perfect at this when you're starting out. You know, you need to learn how to create a product in a day, not 3 months. Literally, you can write a 7 or 10 page report or product in a, frankly, in probably a few hours. If you, or with some practice, if it's your first one, maybe a day. You can create a 5 or 10 page report, sell it for $7, and at least you're out selling something. At least the whole idea of internet marketing isn't some ethereal concept that you feel you can never do. At least at that point, it becomes something, oh, this is real. I'm actually getting money for something, right? So my encouragement to all of you is, you know, before you get out there and you're trying to sell something for $100, $200, $500, get out there, produce something that's a report and do it in a day, or a video. You can do Camtasia videos, in a short period of time. What Robert Plank does, and he's doing some stuff with Jason, is he has a brilliant idea. You take an article that you've written. If you've got an article you've written, you take and you put the points from the article and copy and paste the sentences on there on a PowerPoint slide, brush them up a little bit. Now you can record that, actually read the article or just narrate it as a PowerPoint. Now you have like a little video. You can create information products that way. Or one of the best ways is if you're talking about stuff on the web, you know, you can just fire up Camtasia, go to different websites and talk about them is a great way. Creating your bullet points and so forth, PowerPoint slides, you fire up Camtasia, or if you don't have the money, Cam Studio is free. Fire up Cam Studio, record it as you're talking through the PowerPoint slides, just like a presentation, and you got a product. Now, you may only be selling that for $17 or $27, but you got something that you can sell and takes everything out of the world of theory and puts it in the world of, wow, this, I can really make some money at this, and this thing is real, and this really works. And then when you do enough of those little simple sales letters, you get a little more comfortable with writing, and then you can make them a little bit more complex. So I was talking about John Carlton's formula. John Carlton is a formula where he has two basic headlines. One headline is just the instant results, where whatever it is, you know, you're going to improve your golf swing, and it's going to be really, really fast. And then he tells a story, and he usually has a star, or often does, you know, and I'll give you an example of that here in a second. And then he goes in, he talks about, you know, how great this person is and why they're qualified, and then some bullet points, sometimes some bullet points, not a whole lot of bullet points. You know, a price, a guarantee, and then in the PS, a bonus report or audio or something for acting. Now, and that's really it. You know, these are pretty simple letters. And you need to learn how to do this. Because if you start with some simple things that you can actually get done in a day or 2 or 3 days and not these 6-week product creation cycles or longer, you're going to get comfortable with the process and you're going to learn how to do. Maybe only make $1,000 or $2,000 or something selling it, but you get started, you get it cranking, you get it going, and you improve. You improve the process. Now, I don't know if that helps or not, but I really think people just get stuck reading, 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 learning, 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 and trying to do the perfect whatever right off the bat. And my philosophy was always, you know, get it out there and see if it sells. And if it sells, you can always improve it. You can always make it better if it sells. The problem is you spend 6 months on something and it doesn't sell at all. Now you've wasted 6 months on something that didn't sell. I mean, it just, you know, was a waste. So the idea is you get it out there, a concept, an idea out there, go into a niche or a market or whatever, get something created, see if it'll sell, see if people will spend money for just the idea or the concept, even if it's just $7 or $20 or $27. And then if they will, you can improve it, you know? You can make it better. So let me read you a few headlines here that I got. Let me open this up from John Carlton that I copied into this. My computer doesn't. Okay, good. Computer's having an issue here. All right. So I just opened up my headline swipe file here, and I'll read you a couple of these. Like, I told you, John Carlton will use this oftentimes at instant results. So let me give you a couple examples of these. In just 1 hour, you can now learn the long-lost blank secrets. In this case, he called it the long-lost pirated money zone secrets that still scare pro golfers to death for free if you want. And the way that you would adjust that for this product is, in just 1 hour, you can now learn the blank secrets that still blank for free if you want. You see, you can kind of adapt that. And then I've got the little first paragraph. Just here's all I copied for the opening of it. Dear fellow golf nut, if you enjoy a good mystery story, you're going to love this. Now, you can use a basic sentence like that for any sales letter. You know, if you enjoy a good blank, then, you know, here's something you'll really want to know, right? And then he says, it involves lost secrets. John Carlton really believed that when you're selling information products, you're really selling secrets. In the Bulls Lost Secrets, the old-time legends of golf like Ben Hogan exploited to become the best golfers on the planet. A life-threatening storm that nearly cost me my business, a dark and scary corner of an ancient warehouse, and a lost fortune in cash. Also, the story involves you, blah, blah, blah. Here's the story, and he goes into a story. That's a typical John Carlton letter. Here's another instant results headline. If you've got 19 minutes before you head out to play your next round of golf, I will show you how to not 10 strokes off your score. It's simple, it's easy, and I guarantee it'll work for you, or I'll pay you $10. Now, you know, you may go, well, that's not going to work in my market, and it may not, but you get the idea is that you're portraying something that people can get a result with relatively fast, because most people are kind of lazy. Everybody wants a faster result. Now John Cobb also uses the contradiction. When somebody, like the person that's handicapped or should never be able to do something, does something because they possess a secret other people don't have. And here's a great example. How in the heck does this 130-pound old geezer consistently hit super accurate 300-plus yard drives while humiliating younger, stronger, more skilled golfers? There's an example of a contradiction. Like, 130-pound old geezer shouldn't be able to hit 300-yard drives that blow away younger golfers, right? So it's like a contradiction. Now, that's a pretty high skill level to me, writing headlines like that. But the fast results kind of thing in 19 minutes, you know, I'm probably going to rewrite. I'm selling a product now at Overcoming Overwhelm, and I'm probably going to rewrite my sales letter to make it more instant result, because there is an instant result. Well, like, I can show someone, once you have the understanding and once you have the knowledge of the basis for it, once you have that, which requires some training, but once you have that, then I can show somebody a very simple process to follow, and after 11, 12 minutes, they will not feel overwhelmed. I could show them how to do that. I mean, and that's real. And I could do that on, like, a webinar and have people actually do it, stop the webinar, come back, and see how people feel 11 minutes later. It's an awesome process. So anyway, I'm probably going to change my sales letter to go more for an instant result. We'll see. So that's about writing sales. Now let's talk about writing e-books. This guy is telling you about Jason. He also did the same thing with e-books. He just came out with an outline for writing a 5 or 10-page report, and then just follows that outline for every report. Now, again, you're not going for world class here. What you're going for is speed. And I want to tell you how I'm applying this to my own business. So this week, when we launched the Overwhelm product, this is not like a product I'm trying to get some big mega home run. This is more like a bread and butter cash flow type product, right? So I didn't try to write a world class sales letter. And if you go to marlinsnews.com, M-A-R-L-O-N-S, news, N-E-W-S.com, marlinsnews.com/overwhelm, O-E-E-R-W-H-E-L-M, marlinsnews.com/overwhelm, you'll see the sales letter. I threw that sales letter together just exactly what I'm telling you about, like right here. Probably that sales letter took me an hour to write. I had Danny, who's my graphic designer, get the design together, but it probably took us like 3 or 4 hours for him to do the design on the site. And so here's how I want to apply this. I told him, Danny, what I want to do is I want to get a page format like this. And I want to have like Greek text already where the bullets are, with the little graphics for the bullets already in there, the headline already in the right font, order buttons already on there that say add to cart. I want to have the whole thing already done so that when we want to throw out something fast,
so you can look at this.
All right, guys, again, and gals, if you have noise in the background or talk in the background, press *6. In this case, I'm not interacting, so I'm going to go ahead and mute this out, and then I'll be back to answer questions. If any of these newbies, if I talk over your head, then I can help you clarify this. So let me go ahead and put this on mute. Hold on 1 second. Let me find my mute button here. Because what I'm saying here is really – I think it's critical that you understand it. All right, you're muted. Okay, now, so to continue this thought, what I want is this page already kind of done so that when I want to write a sales letter an hour and I just throw the thing up there, kind of like a bread and butter type product, it didn't take 4 hours to do the graphic design on it, you know, or 8 hours or 2 days or 3 days or a week, God forbid. It takes like an hour. 30 minutes, you know, if you've already got, so this is the concept of having some things ready so that you can just get some stuff done. And the same thing applies to research, where you can have a little process for doing research, where you just do the same process each time. You go into, you see if there's 5 forums on a topic in a niche. You go in. You skim through all the subject lines in the forum post looking for problems or looking for things that people really want to know how to do. You can sort the threads in the forum by number of views, number of posts. You can see the hot topics. You can literally go through there, find the questions, compile the list of questions in a text file, compile the answers, then go through and just rewrite the whole thing up into a report following just a cookie-cutter format for doing a report. So like, for example, a report could be, you could have, say, I'm going to have 6 chapters because it's going to be 10 pages long, and for each chapter, I'm going to have, you know, 2 or 3 paragraphs talking about the problem and then 2 or 3 paragraphs talking about the solution, just as an example. You just get some kind of format that really kind of works for you, right? You find a report that you like and you ask, what format did they use? How did they do this, right? And you get a little cookie-cutter format down, and you can go in there and you can crank out a report. Maybe it takes a day or two. All right, fair enough. Let's say it takes you 2 days. And you can write your sales letter, and you have a template format for writing your sales letter, so maybe that takes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But basically, in 2, 3, 4 days, you got something up and out to see if the thing is going to sell. Now, where are you going to get the traffic from? Well, if it's a forum, you can usually buy banner ads in the forum, or if Google's in the forum, you can site target. It's called, Google has a thing called site targeting, where you can buy a banner ad specifically on that URL. So you can buy a site-targeted banner, or a lot of times the forums will have banners there, and you can just contact the owner and buy a banner in the forum. So that's how you're going to sell this report initially, just to see if anybody in this market is willing to spend for it, just to see what they'll buy for it. A lot of niches also have e-zines, so you can buy an ad in an e-zine. They have blogs. You know, you can buy an ad in a blog or even contact blog owners and tell them there's a new solution available here. You can use the Twitter methods that they have now for developing a list of Twitter followers in a niche. Whether you use software to do that, like I think TwitterAdder.com is one, or you do it manually where you go and follow people, and then about 25% of them will follow you back. So you could do it that way and then put the report out on Twitter to a niche. My point is you get a little process together and you get things moving and you get some momentum going versus just being stuck forever in a paralysis of analysis. So, I mean, I don't think this is a complicated business. What I don't kind of get is this. I will hear people say things like, we have this in my blog, and God bless the person because the person was sincere, and I understand, you know, they were really sincere about this, and I felt for them. I really felt for them. But they said, you know, come on, I've spent a ton of money, and I've been in internet marketing 6 years or 5 years, and I've not made a dime yet. You know, this, you know, basically this sucks, this blows. And I didn't want to be mean or rude and fire back and go, okay, how many products have you created? How many sales letters have you written? How many niches have you tested? And what's your production been? Because really, that's what it comes down to is, you know, the reason you ain't got money is you ain't selling anything. And if you're not selling anything, you probably haven't created products and tested them in different niches. Because there are a lot of niches out there that buy stuff, and all you got to do is open your eyes and see niches where people have a high interest in information, are willing to spend money for it, find out their problems and the things that they really want, put together a USP, a unique selling proposition for you newbies. That's what makes you different or your information a little bit different. You know, if all these people have these problems, though, and they're talking about these things, you probably don't even got to have a USP. All you got to do is announce. You have problem. I have solution. Here it is. Here's a little bit of the story. Here's the bullet point. Here's the guarantee. Here's the reason that today. Boom. Done. Really simple sales letter. If you go to, I think the website is $7offers.com, or just go to Google and type $7 reports. There's a whole website that just sells reports that are $7. You can go in there and read those sales letters. The very simple sales letters. Basically, all you got to have to do to sell a report for $7 is you need to have about 15 or 20 bullet points of what they're going to learn, and you need a good headline, you know, a good headline, a nice little opening paragraph, which I just showed you how you can learn to do that by studying good sales letters, right? And a bunch of bullet points, a guarantee. And then some reason, some extra bonus they get for acting today, that's it. That's all it takes to sell something for $7. You say, well, I want to get rich. You know, $7, I ain't going to do it. Well, you know, you get there one step at a time, right? You get there one step at a time. First, you got to learn to, you know, learn to write basic reports, learn to write. I think I've made an error over the years by making people feel like they had to do these whole long e-books, the really complicated sales processes and big products when it's like I'm talking about square 8, and I ain't been to square 1 yet. You know, you got to go to square 1 before you go to square 2. So the message of this call is getting some templates, getting stuff templated, just following a simple process, testing, and getting something selling to validate the concept of internet marketing to yourself. You should never, ever, ever, ever be in the position of saying, I've been in internet marketing 3 years and haven't made any money. I've been in internet marketing 5 years and haven't made any money. For one reason, most everybody who says that, they've never created one product of their own. They've tried selling affiliate products, probably in a highly competitive niche, like internet marketing or weight loss or Forex. Or, you know, I mean, some of these markets, there's a lot of money there, but they ain't really for newbies. So this is really the message of this call today. Now I'm going to bring it off of mute. We don't have a lot of people on the call, so if you do have a question or a comment, I'm here to serve you and try to help you get something going. Now, if you're on the call in your advance, then, you know, it is a call for you because I still need this in my own business. Really, when I kind of heard about this concept, I thought, you know what, we don't have a smooth process where I can bang out a product in 1 hour and throw the sales letter up there with a nice-looking graphic design in an hour. We ain't got it, and we need it. So even if you're advanced, this probably applies to you. So I'm going to bring this off mute, see your questions or comments. All right, Marge, are you still there? Okay, I'm not sure I got this off mute. On the count of three, if you're there, say yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Okay, good. A few of you are. Was that Jim I just heard? I don't know. Jim Fortune, are you still on?
Colin Chambers.
Hi, Colin. How are you? All right. Well, Colin, let's talk to you.
I am still here. I was on mute, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, all right. That's okay. Yeah, you got to press star 6. If you press star 6 to mute yourself out, you got to press star 6 again to be able to talk. Okay, now, who has a question or a comment on what I just talked about? anyone. Colin, what did you think of what I just said?
I think it was actually great, and you kind of got me out of my stumbling block of what was stopping me, because I just wanted to perfect my product so much that I didn't want to have anybody coming back and go, well, it's not worth the $24 that I paid for it. So,
good Lord, it's $24 and you're worried about that? You know, I think, here's the thing. It may not sell. Ain't nobody may buy it. First,
right.
before you really try to perfect the sucker, find out if anyone's going to buy it.
Well, it's
literally,
it had been selling in bookstores, and then it sells, through Amazon, and then we put up our own website. But after last couple weeks ago, you gave me some tips on to get some new website designs, and I haven't run that down yet.
Okay, cool. Well, then you're in a good space, but you do see what I'm talking about. And this also applies to back-end products. Like, let's say you want to create a back-end product for it. Come up with an idea, throw it out there to the existing customers or buyers, and see if it sells. If it does, you can always improve it, make it bigger, make it better, comp it to the people, the improved version to the people who already bought it, If you put it out there and nobody really buys it, or you didn't think it was that great, then maybe the few people who did buy it, you just comp your next product to them. I mean, it's really not any big issue. Marge, what did you have to say or think about this?
Well, I totally agree with the concepts that you've been bringing out the last couple of weeks on simple is better and get focused on one thing. And I admit, focus is the most difficult for me because I can do all kinds of the creative thinking, and I think the answer for me is going to be to get to the point where I can outsource so I can throw all the multitasking to someone else and I can continue to create.
Well, so really your project really should be finding your outsourcer, Marge. Did you get John Jonas's course yet?
No, but it's on the list.
Okay, well, when you do get it, follow his system. I mean, my staff is doing John's system today. Now, let me share with you what's happened. Last week, we thought we had found a great person. We told him to start work. The guy didn't show up. And then I contacted him later, and he said he was sick. Then we found another guy who seemed to want to work for us, and we said we want to try on a one-week trial. And the guy's like, well, it depends on what you're going to dump on me in 1 week, and it would be $200. The guy ain't hired. Now, maybe my employee had an issue. I don't know if he did or not. I'm asking him to send me the email. Maybe our communications work good. And after two times in a row, I'm kind of questioning that, whether our communications were good and appropriate. I'm going to look further at that process. But my point is you get going with this, and you see, you just learn along the way. And the first person or two, you may get like Mike Pitzold said. Mike said last call, he already hired someone, kind of like the first person he found. We've gone through a couple people that haven't worked out. We will find someone. So that's really my feedback to you on that.
Do you think that those people are being bombarded because of his program all of a sudden? So they're being more choosy, or?
Okay, now here, let me explain something. This is the Philippines. My girlfriend used to live in the Philippines. She's actually going to Syria now, which just tears me up, for a job, because in the Philippines all she can earn is $60 a month.
Wow.
Working 12 hours a day at a sales job. So, and the average person in the Philippines probably has at least a bachelor's degree, and a lot of them have master's degrees. They're a very educated society. They ain't got jobs. Now, once we get enough internet marketers out there that basically hire the whole country of the Philippines, then yeah, maybe that'll be an issue. Right now, they got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who got bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, many of whom are internet, can use the internet at least at a decent level, and are educated on products like Microsoft Word and Excel and so forth. They just can't get jobs at all. So, a few of these people, I'm not sure what the problem is, and it may have been on our end. I ain't worried if they're getting, I'm really not concerned about it, in other words. Maybe there are some people out there making offers, or even a lot of people, but it's a really big country, and there's a whole lot of people with really good skills that ain't got jobs. So
the best thing
is
just to ask good questions?
I'm sorry?
So the best thing to do would just be to ask good questions to try to get that decent person?
No, just go out there and do it.
Okay.
I'm not even worried about good. Any question asking good questions, it's just a question of doing it. I don't care what you do. There's a learning curve. I don't care what you do. It usually doesn't work at first. Like, pick anything. Riding a bike. I crashed my first time over a cement wall.
Right.
I could have said, maybe there's too many people riding bikes. Maybe I shouldn't be riding one. No, the problem was I need to learn what I was doing.
Well, see, most of you guys have at least a basic, though, in technology and everything, so you would know whether your guy's doing a good job or not. And I don't. I mean, I would totally be
just don't worry
at
about
their
it.
Mercy.
Yeah, you're not at their mercy. Seriously, you're not.
Okay.
You just, I don't know how to explain this other than you go out there and you do what you don't know how to do. You
okay.
know? You just go out there and you learn as you go. Believe me, if they don't know what they're doing or something, you'll figure it out sooner or later.
Yeah. Okay.
It won't take too long before stuff don't work. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
You know?
And
the other
question.
Good thing is if you really can't do much yourself, then anybody you get's going to seem pretty good to you.
Right.
I mean, when I originally got Lisa away 7 years ago, she didn't work for me anymore. But when I originally got Lisa, she worked for me 7 years. She did a drop shadow in Photoshop, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Now, a drop shadow in Photoshop is like the simplest thing you can learn to do and takes all of 5 seconds, but since I couldn't do it, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I think we put drop shadows on everything. You know, so you just do it, Marge. You just don't worry about it. Just go out there, find the best person that you know how to find, move forward with it. If it don't work out, you'll find out sooner or later, and you'll be more educated at that point to pick the next person.
Okay, one more question I have on the membership sites. A lot of people are using the A member, and is that a monthly as well as the initial setup?
No, one-time fee.
One-time fee. And do you know
it's
anything about...
It's also called open source, which is why people use it. I don't recommend you do your own modifications. We used to, but the problem is when they come out with upgrades, then it'll destroy a lot of your modifications. So we don't modify it anymore. We just use it off the rack. But it does have a lot of plugins to it, though, and we install plugins that make different things work.
And there's a new one coming out. I can't remember if it's Make-A-Wish or something like that, but it's supposed to be plugins for...
doing a membership site with WordPress, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a plug-in with WordPress. Have you seen that, or what do you think about that?
I've heard some people using it. I wasn't really sure what it did or the purpose, because you can just what a member does is just password protect stuff, right? Basically, it's a membership thing. So once they log in, you have WordPress. What we've done is you just put WordPress basically, WordPress is just password protected.
Mm-hmm.
So they log in, and then they go to the blog where you have whatever the information is. And you say, it's like a product, so the only people that have access to that folder or directory is the people who bought it. So I'm not sure. I have seen, I believe Tracy Childers, who I know and is a really sharp guy, did that product you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if Tracy did it, it's probably really good because Tracy's a really great guy and really competent, really knows what he's doing. I haven't looked at the features list on it. But let me say this. It's like you're overcomplicating stuff.
Okay.
Because you're just overcomplicating. Let me explain. Ryan made probably $2 or $3 million selling 4X memberships. Before he had a site that was password protected.
Yeah,
they bought and they went to a form for a member where they entered their username and password.
And anybody could have got in.
Anybody could have gone there. Anyone. It was not password protected. And the funny thing is when they stopped paying, you would say, well, aren't they going to stop paying and then keep accessing it? He actually did some research on it, and they had, like, all of one person who did that.
Right.
Now, I probably wouldn't try that in the biz op market or internet marketing.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, in some other market, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. And, again, here's the thing. Once money's coming in the door, you know, once something's selling and you have money coming in the door, you can fix a lot of problems with money, right?
Right.
But whether the thing is password protected or sophisticated or not, you know, all that stuff you worry about once you're making sales.
Mm-hmm.
Once money's coming in. The real deal is just get the money coming in, and then you can hire the people to fix the other crap.
Gotcha.
I mean, I personally couldn't even believe Ryan was selling memberships to a thing that, like, wasn't, you know, basically wasn't password protected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you really did that? And he's like, yeah.
And it was funny because he emailed back to the guy and said, yeah, I'll have to have my tech people check into that. And he said, we had no tech people.
Yeah, so he has tech people now, but Ryan still has sites in niches that are that way.
Mm-hmm.
Still has sites that are that way. His thing, feeling is he likes to keep things simple,
right.
So he doesn't really care if people rip him off.
Mm-hmm.
He just honestly doesn't care.
And at his level,
he cares because they ain't going to keep buying on the back end anyway, so they ain't good customers. So to him, it's like he just doesn't care. He cares about the people who are going to be good customers and keep buying.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, so just don't overcomplicate. You know, your number one job is to find out, is anybody going to buy the thing? Can you get sales coming in the door?
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing in marketing, which is the hard part, by the way. The easy part's the tech stuff. Why? Because you can go on Odesk.com or Rentacoder.com or Craigslist.com and find a million people in the world willing to do tech stuff for you, a lot of them for cheap. You know, but making the sales, that's the challenge. Figuring out how you're going to get customers and having a process to get people to buy, that's really the hard part, and that's what you got to spend your energy focusing on. All right, who else has a comment or a question about this or a stuck point? Does it mean something to you? Jim, what did you think about this? Are you still on, Jim? Jim Portion, Colorado Springs? Jim, press *6 and you can unmute your phone if your phone's muted.
Mr. Marlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, a member, is that...
Hey, Marlin.
Yes, sir, Cullen Chambers. A member is the site that you said it's a one-time versus member speed.
Yes, that's correct, sir. It's a one-time fee.
I'm going to do that versus the member speed. I didn't get the technical support that I needed from that one. I like the interface of the one that you have.
It's okay. I don't think it's, you know, there's quite a few things about it I don't like. I ain't going to say it's perfect, but it's functional, and it's affordable.
Yes.
And there are more sophisticated solutions out there that I think are better if you're going to scale up. But till you know that you got a lot of money coming in the door and all of that, a members, it's good enough.
What do you think of
pretty good? Pretty good.
So what do you think of member speed?
I don't even know member speed. The one I know about that's pretty robust is Mark Goldman has one. And I don't remember the name of it off my top of my head, but Sean Casey has 10,000 people in it, and it has some pretty cool features, but it's a lot more complex. And to me, it was more complex to use than a member, but you can do more, you better do custom programming with. I mean, it's a lot more robust solution than a member is, but I wouldn't do it unless I was scaling up.
Right, and I like the fact that I need to start. Because I've got the marketing dashboard and the promotional dashboard, and I need to just go back to square one and really focus on going down each particular step. That's what I need.
I mean, actually, if you were to ask me what you should do this next week, I would tell you you should create a product and a sales letter both in the next week and try
okay.
it out.
Okay.
For $7, a 10-page something or a 1 hour or 2 hour Camtasia video with PowerPoint.
Yes.
And a simple sales letter. Sell it for $7 and see if anybody will buy it.
A push button sales letter, that's what you would recommend too, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, sir?
Push
button sales letter? Well, you can use push button letters, or you can frankly just go to that site I told you, like $7offers.com.
Yeah.
And do that. Or I'm going to give you all stuff that's not mine or I don't make a dime from, but some of you need this. I'm going to give you, so Jason, I mentioned Jason Flay. He has the HalbertSwipeFile.com, which is his HalbertSwipeFile and is not expensive. And then he also has a nice little product on writing sales letters that I think is really cheap. Let me find the price on it. He has3hourad.com, the number 3hourad.com. Some of you need that. It's like, not how do you create a world-class sales letter, but it's how do you create a sales letter in 3 hours or less. That's good enough. And I went through it. I learned some stuff. So that's 3hourad.com. Then he also has one in creating a product in 48 hours, which isn't, you know, I have a product in creating stuff. That's not so different from mine, but I like, for some of you, if you already have my stuff, maybe you need another angle. God, I don't even know where his thing on product creation is. It's like 48-hour products or something like that. His last name is Fladlien. You can look at Jason. His first name. You can look it up. I mean, that's just, it's simple. I mean, it's basically like, here's a cookie-cutter format you could do a product in. Just put this in each chapter, blah, 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 blah. Table of contents done, right? Simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you can figure that stuff out on your own. But sometimes it's nice if somebody's already figured. I thought the 3 hour ad was pretty good, though. Push button letters will do it too if you do have push button letters. But I mean, his little 3 hour ad thing is cheap. Like, I don't know what it is, like $20 or $27 or so. It's cheap. It doesn't really matter. The point is like, all you got to do to have sell something for $7 is a good headline, a little opening, a really nice little two or three opening paragraphs, some really good bullet points. You know, a nice price, a little justification on why you're charging for this, you know, the value of it, a guarantee, and a reason to act today, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, I ain't any big, giant sales process to sell something for $7. And the point of that is you find out if the people have got a heartbeat or not.
Yes, sir.
If they'll spend any money. Now, you may already know that. They may already just be buying tons of stuff. But still, even at that, proving to yourself that you can sell to this market and that there's money there, it makes it real for you. And you can always improve it. Like, I've told the story a million times, but I'll tell it one more because you may not have heard it. When I started out with Amazing Formula, this is the exact thing. I'm not telling you to do anything I haven't done many times. When I did Amazing Formula, I wrote the product. I don't even remember how long it took me to write the product now. But I'm guessing 1, 2, or 3 days. Not, this wasn't a 1 or 2 or 3 month product creation cycle. It had typos all through it. I wrote the sales letter. Of course, I was a sales letter writer, so I could write faster than you can, but it's still a templated sales letter. You know, your products sell like crazy or trouble your money back. Dear friend, if you want to sell your products by hundreds or even thousands, please list it up because this might be the most important letter you'll ever read. Here's why. My name is Marlon Sanders. You know, with all the people selling internet marketing stuff, you may, you know, not know who to believe. But let me just tell you a few things about myself. I told 5 credibility things. You know, what I did is I put together a product, you know, that shows how you can sell your products like crazy, and I absolutely guarantee it, you know, triple your money back, and they don't sell like crazy. Here's what you're going to learn. Whole bunch of bullet points. Then I go into the triple your money back guarantee. Then I go into a couple bonuses for acting now. Done. That was the sales letter right there, right? We threw it out there. And the thing started selling like crazy. It just went wacko. So that's, you know, and then I went back. I had typos in the sales letter. I actually didn't fix the typos for 3 years because I figured once something's selling like crazy, don't fix it. until it stopped selling. I did fix the typos in the product, though, and I made the product better. Originally, when you printed it out, it would suck up all the ink in your inkjet printer. People weren't very happy about that, so I did have to make the product better. Does that help any?
Yes.
You just, you know, get it. You can always make it better. You can always improve it. For example, if you just did a report, the first thing you can do on that report is do it yourself or hire somebody on Odesk or your freelance or your employee you hired using John Jonas's system. And you, and by the way, if you don't have John Jonas's system, it's outsourceplan.com, outsourceplan.com. But anyway, what you can do is you can take that report, chop it up into PowerPoint slides, record that, now it's a report plus video. When you see out of Camtasia, you can save the audio only out of the video that you recorded. It also has a feature where you could just save the audio as an MP3. Now you have audio, plus you have the video, plus you have the report. Now you can take the video, put it onto a CD, sell it through Kanaki, and now you have a physically delivered CD. If you wanted a manual, you could take the report, upload it to Cafe Press, have them print some copies, and you would be able to deliver a print version. So you can always scale it up. You can record more videos, make more CDs, put the audio on CDs, and now they get the CD with the PowerPoint Camtasia video and some CDs with the audios on it. Does that help any in terms of perspective on this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not saying go out and sell subpar products because some people misinterpret this message. Some people interpret it as a license to sell crap. This is not a license to sell crap. What this is a license to find out if something's going to sell before you invest more time, money, and energy in making it better. I mean, I had a product I sold for years at yourownproducts.com or yourownproduct.com. Originally, the title was How to Create Your Own Product in 2 Hours. It was about doing a product as audio and then having it transcribed, kind of the process I'm telling you here. And I literally, that's how I created that product. And I sold a whole lot of that product before I ever made it better and better and better. And then basically when I came out with Product Dashboard, we just reinvented the whole product. Now, let's talk about Product Dashboard. You know, that's a 6-week program for creating your own product. I don't know that you should start with that. I used to feel like you should just start with that and go through it. But what happens is people just don't. They never make it through the whole dashboard. I really think you should throw stuff together, get it out there, see if it's selling, and then maybe go back to the product dashboard after you're more motivated and you know the thing's going to work, and that gives you more of incentive to go through it. All right, who else here has a question or a comment today? Or a problem to solve, or a stuck point.
Well, Marvin, Marlon,
yes.
Spencer. Well, we had sold over a regular traditional book, you know, stores and stuff like that over the last 20 years. We had sold 300,000 copies of our book. And about 3 years ago, the Internet kind of started to drain a lot of our customer base, so we wanted to go with a downloadable digital product. And I was the thing. I had to get out of my own way, and thanks to your product, I was able to somewhat get out of my own way and see that I could actually sell a downloadable product that was 360 pages. What I'm doing now, I'm breaking it up into smaller 30, 48, 64-page reports, and I'm going to try to market those in various ways, as you've mentioned earlier today. So I really appreciate just helping me to get out of my own way, basically.
Well, yeah. Now, for you, do you have a webmaster?
No, sir. I've been doing it myself.
Yeah, here's my advice to you is I imagine you have cash flow.
Yes, sir.
For what city are you in again?
Burbank, California.
What city?
Burbank, California.
Burbank. All right. Well. So I'm going to give you two options. Now, in California, are a lot of people unemployed in Burbank now or no?
I would say no more than any place else.
All right. Well, so I don't, because California rates are higher than most of the rest of the country, so what I'm saying here may have to be adjusted in terms of price.
Okay.
In most cities of the U.S., for somewhere between $12 to $15 an hour off of Craigslist, you can get a webmaster who's going to come in, you know, or work at home, and do a really good job. Probably for $12 to $15 an hour, you can get somebody who's really very, very good.
Okay.
Now, you know, if you don't have the budget, you hire them in the Philippines. The problem is they're going to be working overnight, and you can't communicate in the day. In your case, I think you need someone you can communicate with in the day, and I think you need a webmaster who's basically going to do 80% of the work that you need done.
Okay.
And I would hire someone. If you don't feel you can afford to hire him full-time, hire him part-time. But I just think it's going to move the process forward, and you're trying to do everything yourself. You have cash flow. You have a proven seller. So your problem is not your bottleneck constraint. Is your own time. And you need to be focusing on marketing and have a webmaster that does as much as possible everything else.
Agree. I agree.
So that would be my advice to you, is that your constraint is really your own time, and you need to get out of that trap, because if you try to do everything yourself, it's going to go really slow, and you're only going to stop yourself from making money.
That's true. I agree, sir.
So I would run an ad on Craigslist, webmaster needed, list the crap you need them to do.
I'll do that today.
Hire them full or part-time.
That today.
You know, yeah, I sure would. I think it'll be the best decision you make this year.
Yes, sir.
You know, just trying to do everything yourself is just a dead end.
Too much micromanagement. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. God. Like, I need more, that's why we're hiring a Filipino webmaster now, is I need more help. Because I've already got three people on staff, but I really don't want much larger staff here, because I'm not a great manager. You know, my employees would probably be the first to tell you that. So it's like, I had a larger staff than I have now, and I just really don't like managing a large staff, but we need the help. So you get in kind of this situation. So we're going to go the Filipino route. And then I have my employees manage that person kind of as an assistant, and I think that's probably going to work out for us. But I just think you've got to have the leverage, and you've got to have the help. With your business and what you've done in the past, you could probably easily support 2 to 5 people, because if you had – it kind of depends on your marketing model, but – you know, you've got back-end sales, and you could probably have somebody just over, just as a mother or a father over the back-end sales part, right? You could have one person that's focusing then on the front-end stuff, whether that's product creation or whatever that is on the front end, and possibly you have one person as an affiliate manager or a media buyer or, you know, or that sort of a thing. You know, so you've got lots, because you've got a proven track record, you've got a proven product. You could maybe have somebody doing licensing and ancillary rights is a possibility, like the Chicken Soup for the Soul people did, or maybe you had someone just focusing on radio interviews, or, you know, so you kind of think about your business this way. Who, if you had them, would it be really, really hard for you to not make money from what they do for you? You certainly, if you have a healthy, robust front end, you certainly have room for somebody helping you on the back end, either to create sales processes on the back end or to create back end products or both. That almost always pays for itself if you have a front end, because the back end sales are your gravy train. So it almost always pays to have somebody working on marketing processes and products up back end. The front end of the business is the hard part of the business. So then you definitely need help on the front end, because that's the hard part of it. See, the back end is the easy money. And the hard part of the business is the front end, making those initial sales. So you can certainly use help, you know, some webmaster help on some of the front end stuff. Does that help just in terms some of this on perspective?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right. Because I really... Because you have an awful lot of potential there. You have an awful lot of possibilities. And front end and back end. Do you have any back end stuff you're selling now? Do you have any back end processes in place, or is your business all front end driven?
pretty much all front end. We do a walk-on role. If you want to, say, be on your favorite television show or in your favorite movie, we then will we have a service that for $250 you can basically be on your own particular television show or work on the film with your favorite star. Like it's called walkonroles.com.
All right. Well, let me ask you this: what other things could you do on the back end that you think would be real lucrative?
Probably some type of report or you know, like some kind of daily journal of what they've done, so they could keep a track of what they've done. Some kind of, you know, audition report, so they could keep a track on who they've auditioned for and stuff like that.
All right.
And you know, chairs, you know, garment bags. I mean, we can do actual product, but I'm trying to stay with some product and try to stay more digital.
Yeah, I can understand saying digital. So the question is, digitally, what could you do on that would be back-end stuff? I mean, the initial things that come to mind are membership sites, coaching programs, seminars, boot camps.
Exactly, all those. Exactly. That's why we were with the membership site, but we weren't able to get it up and going, so that's why I'm going to switch to another membership.
Yeah, well, for all that crap, you need a webmaster, but you really need... I mean, I think you already have you already have a big list, right?
Well, yes and no. I need to get someone to do the list. I can't do all of it. What's happening now? I've just become overwhelmed with all the work that I've
been
doing.
Yeah. My friend, you have a viable business, and you need help. Do not hire too many people too fast, but add them one at a time, like one person every 3 months. Like, let me just give you an example. You could probably easily bring on somebody full or part-time to manage the production of a seminar or boot camp.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you just bring on someone to manage that. They do the phone sales to the people, talk to the people over the phone. If you hire an event, like an event manager would be the name of the position, or event coordinator. They do the documents with the hotel, the room. They already have experience in doing that. They already have experience some in promoting it. They already have experience in selling people into the event. So you can probably easily afford an event manager.
Yes.
And go into the boot camp type production business. I would think that would be – I think it would be hard for you not to make money. Because let's say that you were charging $500 a head. You know, you might be able to get $1,000 or $2,000. I really don't know. But let's say it was $500. I mean, I would look around to see what other boot camps are. Do you know what other boot camps in your industry are selling for or seminars?
They go anywhere from $25 up to $150 for over a period of a month where they do two meetings a month.
In person? No, I mean a real boot camp or a seminar with speakers and all of that.
Well, the only thing we have close to that is like an Actors Fest, and that happens only once a year. I was with the Learning Annex, and I did theirs for almost 3 years, but I just didn't make any money because they charge so much. They pay me very little, so that's why I stopped.
No. I think, okay, so here's the concept of a boot camp. There's a guy, Bill Harrison, does this in the publicity business. You know, everybody wants to get publicity, right? So what Bill Harrison does, he has a boot camp. I mean, it's like $5,000. This ain't cheap. And you can actually look it up online. Like, it's the Radio TV Interview Report is what he publishes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has these publicity boot camps. You can type in Bill Harrison. And what he does is, like, you go to the publicity boot camp, and they're going to have these speakers that are highly, very prestigious speakers that teach you how to get publicity, right? And then the last day, guess who everyone who attends gets to meet with?
Bill Harris?
Big representatives from big media.
Like Oprah's show and stuff like that.
Like, I forget, like whatever, Oprah, CNN, MSNBC, whoever, but he's got some big names there, right?
I remember him.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, why could you not have that, whether it's they're meeting with agents or they're meeting whoever they really, really, really want to meet with.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that
They come to this deal, and they'll pay a premium for that because it's like it's done for them. Oh, my God. In one weekend, you know, through 2 or 3 days, I'm going to do what would have taken me a year.
Right.
Right?
I'm going to do that. I know everybody, so it's just a matter of me calling. I know them personally, most of the people who are the big names. I can just call them up and then book them. I'll have my event manager. I'm going to hire an event manager, and we'll put that together. I'm going to do that.
I really think so, because you could sell that. The question is the price point, right? But there's my philosophy on price point is start high, you know, or a reasonable amount that you're pretty sure you could sell it for, because if it doesn't sell, you can always find a reason to give certain customers discounts.
Right, always.
You know, well, because you bought XYZ from us, you're eligible for a $2,000 discount, but only for the next seven people because we only got room for 25 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, yes, sir.
And there's a couple approaches to this, and let me explain the different approaches. You could go with a free event, which is more complex to manage, but the idea of the free event is you create this, you bring in, you know, the key players who hopefully then are going to sell your product for you. And they're all there because they kind of get to pitch this. It's 1,000 people, and they basically get them to pitch whatever it is they do. Hopefully they sell something, and you split the money 50-50, and it puts you on as this real player. So that's the free event, and a lot of times people will do a free event, and then off of that, then they sell their back-end bigger ticket event or coaching. So that's one way to do it. The other way is you go in on the high end with this exclusive, and it's $5,000, and it's like the Bill Harrison does, and it's a smaller event, a lot more exclusive. And then when you come out with a $2,000 event compared to the $5,000, when it's a bargain.
Yes.
And a lot of times the whole purpose of the $5,000 event, you don't make much money from it because maybe you only got 25 or 50 people who can attend it. But you have it recorded, audio or video, and the real money is selling the audio or the video or the event. A friend of mine, Carl Turner, was J. Abraham's salesperson for many years. You know, a lot of you probably talked to Carl on the phone.
Yeah.
And Jay would do these insane events, like they're $25,000. You know, and it's like, oh, limited to, say, 15 people or 25 people or whatever, and it's $25,000, right? Well, they would often not make, or sometimes, he didn't say what percentage, but their goal was not to make money from that event. But you got to understand, if the event was $25,000 and the videos are only $5,000, do you feel like you got a bargain?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, the videos are only $5,000. I mean, I really wanted to go with the $25,000, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
But God, that's really a bargain to get the DVDs for $5,000. But if you just come out and you go, the DVDs are $5,000, people are like, what? You kidding? So if you got a $5,000 event and the DVDs are $1,000 or $2,000, then by comparison, it's a real bargain. So I'm just showing you a couple ways that you can structure what you choose to do in the event. So you got a price decision. Do you do a really big free one, which is more risk in some ways because you got to commit to the size of the hotel room? And if the speakers don't sell, then you may not make money.
Yeah, we've done three of those, and it didn't do us. We got a lot of names and stuff, but we didn't sell.
They didn't really go anywhere. So that's number one. Number two is you do the mid-price event. That's a no-brainer for everyone. $1,000 or $2,000, you try to get 100 to 250 people there. Or number three, you do the real high-end event, and you'll maybe make some money from it, but the big goal of that is then to really push the DVDs of the high-end event because they're going to seem cheap.
Yeah, I like that idea. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. And you've got a world of back-end opportunities, and you could have one, two, or three people helping you on your back-end. So I think you would be very well served hiring a few people over the next year, like one every 3 months, slowly integrate them. After they're integrated, bring on the next person. You could have probably some kind of curriculum that's like a not really so much a membership site, more like this process, a curriculum kind of that people go through. And it's not really a school, but it's a little bit that concept, you know, and it's more personalized instruction. You might could have that on the back end. It's really up to you and your imagination how you market that back end. But you've got a very robust front end, and you're doing very little on the back end. So you could probably double or triple the gross of your business by doing the back end. I do have a book for you to read that will probably, if you haven't read it, will change your business and probably change your life. And that book is Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson. Have you read it yet?
Ready, Fire, no, sir.
Okay, it's called Ready, Fire, Aim, and it's by Michael Masterson. And the reason I say it can change your business is he went to Agora Publishing as a consultant. And as I recall the numbers, he gives them in the book. When he went there, they were doing $8 million selling newsletters all front end. All Michael Masterson did was he went in and he sold a whole bunch of back-end products, whole bunch of back-end stuff. None of them great products, all just kind of average, but a whole lot of average back-end big-ticket products. And they went from $8 million to $50 million, I think, in a relatively short time span.
Okay, okay.
So, and he explains in there the stages of growth of a business, and I think when you go in there, you're going to see paralysis of analysis.
Yeah.
All right, Lou. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of spending the next week or two to create a 5 or 10 page report and a simple sales letter with a headline and bullet points to sell it?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I'm going to do that.
All right. Now, you may want to get the 3-hour ad thing by Jason Flatley in, and you may want to get his 48-hour little report thing where he gives you a little cookie cutter if it's all real new to you. Both of those are really cheap. But the quality's real good, and they're just very, very practical is the only reason I'm even bringing them up, and they're not expensive at all. And they're very, very hands-on and practical, and if you're just starting out and you need something really simple that can get you a result, I think those might serve you. Before I wrap this up, does anybody else have any questions or comments today? All right. Well, listen, we are over time. I want to thank all of you for being on the call. I hope it's been useful to you today. I hope you've learned something, and I hope before the next call that maybe you've gone out and written a little sales letter with some bullet points and created a little 5 or 10 page report, and we hear back from some of you that you've gotten a result that you've been working at and hadn't gotten before. So I want to wish all of you the best of success, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.